The movements in the prayer, the movements in the prayer, the movement in the prayer, generally two types. The first type, the necessary movements in the prayer, the necessary movements in the prayer, and the unnecessary movements in the prayer. What is the necessary movement in the prayer? The necessary movement in the prayer is the movement that you need it for sake of your prayer. For example, a scorpion or a snake moving in front of you, you want to kill it to continue your prayer. Because if you leave it, you are not going to pray. They're going to send you to the grave immediately. So you need to what? You need to kill it. You need to do something. So it's necessary for you to continue your prayer. Or you see your brother who's blind, he's walking in front of you, and there's a big hole in front of him. You cannot leave him, kill himself, and you continue your prayer. You need to move. Then after that, you continue your prayer. This we call it necessary movements. The unnecessary movements is the movement that doesn't have any purpose or any benefit, not for sake of you, not for sake of your, for sake of someone else. It's unnecessary, no benefit. These unnecessary movements, does it break your prayer or doesn't break your prayer? The answer, it depends about the type. In generally, the unnecessary movements in the prayer is illegal, small or a lot, little or many. It shouldn't. But regarding nullify the prayer, depends. The first type of the unnecessary movements in the prayer is the light movement, fixing your imamah, fixing your shoulder, things like this. You know, the unnecessary movement in the prayer, the light one, the definition of the light one, that if you did it, does it mean that you already exit the shape of the person who's praying? You still, the person who's looking to you, even with this movement, he still recognizes that you're still in the prayer. You understand? The other type of the unnecessary movement in the prayer is the too much movements. Tell people who they saw you, they can recognize that you are not praying anymore. Maybe you are exercising, maybe you are jumping, maybe you are doing things that doesn't have any connection with the prayer, and the person who looked to you, he know that you are not praying. So the second time, break your prayer 100%. The first time, it doesn't break your prayer, but for sure it decreases the reward because you shouldn't do it. In general, both types, you shouldn't do it. Question: if the awra been exposed during the prayer to cover it, what's the hukm of it? It's a necessary or unnecessary? It's necessary, because go back to the prayer. You can cover it, no problem. If the izar will drop down, fix it and make it strong. If your ibaya gonna, if your scarf will be dropped from your head, fix your scarf, no problem. This is necessary movements. Question: what's the hukm for the person to fix his imamah because it go mixed up a bit? The answer is, it's unnecessary movement, but light one. You shouldn't leave it, drop akhi after prayer. After prayer, fix it. You know, alhamdulillah, it's your ability. You are beautifying yourself in the prayer. Unnecessary, do it before. And after, do it later, inshallah. Don't worry. A person who is changing his cloth during the prayer, that person changing his clothes, his jubbah, his imamah, everything, when he was in praying, finish, you are not praying anymore, brother, you are changing your clothes. Different between praying and changing your clothes. So this is a small example. You find a similar for it. Anyway, my dear sister, don't be so harsh and extreme with your husband. Take it easy with him, advise him, correct him till the end. And may Allah Jalla wa'ala secure our situations and make us better in our deeds, and increase us in all khair, in iman, in knowledge, in taqwa, in akhlaq. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.